We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. I don't know about you. I still am in a high because the Philadelphia Eagles are on a run right now. Hallelujah. Ha-ha. Jonesy, how are you today?
I'm great, buddy. What's happening?
Al Morganti.
No worries.
I tell you something. Can I just say this before I go any further?
Yep.
Al Morganti will be in an unusually good mood this morning.
Why? What happened?
Jonesy, tell him.
Your guy, Tommy Boy, won a football game.
Tom Brady obliterated your New York Giants.
They didn't have to try very hard. They didn't even play well.
No, and that is just making me feel even better about my football team, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hello.
Yeah, say hello. Hi, Rhea.
Present.
All right. We got a lot to do today. Before we get to the topic, the way I'm going to start the show, if you'd have told me 36 hours ago I'd start a show this way, I would have said you're out of your mind. But I just want to get this out first because I declared something yesterday that turned into it's going to be a bit today. I like big, large football players.
Yes, you do.
And I like them in the front line of my offensive line, and I like them knocking people back. Mm-hmm. That's what I – so when I'm watching my team run all over the other team, I love it.
You enjoy that.
So today, we are going to honor the big people of sports.
Nice.
These are the largest of the large. And I want to just start. I kind of went back in my past to figure out where my love for large men began.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
No, in sports. It's in a sport.
I gotcha.
And when I was a big pro wrestling fan.
I was too.
When I was a little kid. And there was a guy, my favorite wrestler, was 600 pounds. His name was Haystacks Calhoun.
Oh, yeah.
And they had him out. I don't even know how much of this was true because wrestling. They had him as an old farm boy that somebody found in a barn. And then and he used to wear a, what do you call it, a horseshoe, a real horseshoe around his neck like a.
Good luck, Sean.
Yeah.
And he was so fat that he had one move. He only had the one move, and he called it the big splash, all right?
Off the ropes?
And he would get, you know, he would get a guy down on the canvas. He would knock him around, and then the guy would be down, and he'd be kind of queasy. And then Haystacks Calhoun would fall on him.
Smother him.
He would belly flop right on him. And at that point, normally, the man had to be resuscitated.
Okay. For those still listening,
no,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A 600-pound pro wrestler.
Okay.
I was 9 years old, and I enjoyed a fat wrestler, all right? That's what I loved, and that's why today. Rhea, you don't do this enough in your life. Go back to discover why you feel the way you do about people.
Is this before you met the Man Mountain?
No, the Man Mountain was a big man, but he wasn't. I'm thinking here a burlier type.
Okay.
He was a cut athlete type. I like a burly guy who, like Dickinson. I like this new kid because he'll take the guy he'll not.
By the way, Chip Kelly said big people beat little people.
Thank you. Very similar, Al.
Yeah.
I like when there's a snot bubble on the defensive lineman after a hit. I like big men. There you go. Joe, I said it. I didn't need a cut of that. I made that clear.
Did you watch Haystack live? Did you ever go to live wrestling?
I went live wrestling, but he didn't come into my area.
That's too bad.
I lived in a crappy little city called Providence, and he was a big headliner.
They wouldn't tour there at all?
They would. Every once in a while, we would have
They couldn't fix it.
They couldn't do anything about
all regional back then.
Yeah, it was a real shit.
I used to go to wrestling as a kid. I went to Maple Leaf Wrestling. I bring a sign that said Gino Carabella is the man, and he lost every match. He was one of those guys that I always got on TV. Every Saturday, I'd be on TV, and he'd point at me every time.
Right, I loved it. Was Gino a big guy?
No, he was kind of a – he was just a loser. Like, he was just a little middleweight guy that lost every fight.
All right, who would like to win a Jalen Hurts jersey? I think he would wear that proudly this week. Or a $50 Visa gift card or a 50-minute massage at Hand and Stone. Or a Wendy's gift card or a Boston Market gift card. Five prizes a day. Name me somebody big in sports, past or present. The biggest, the bigger the better. Your judge today is the number one fan of Gino Carabella, Keith Jones.
I just looked him up. What a loser he was.
Jonesy, you're the judge today of large people.
Yes, I like
it. Okay, now, let me, this is why I can't believe I'm starting to show this right, because I was freaking out. I mean, I was going nuts in that game. When Miles Sanders fumbled the ball on Sunday, and then all of a sudden, the next time the Eagles are pinned back near their end zone, who's back there? Miles Sanders again. Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out saying, this Sirianni is driving me crazy. But Al, then he redeemed himself.
Yes.
And I come before you this morning with a simple question. Mm-hmm. Is Nick Sirianni doing a good job this year? Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Answer's yes.
Jeez, really?
Yeah, answer's yes.
Wow, that came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago, you wouldn't have said that.
Nope. The answer's yes.
And I think you're probably right. I'm going to tell you why. Because he did something. He did a couple of things that were amazing in Sunday's game. Here was one. I have preached for a coach to do this, but no one ever has. If something's working, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
So it's 8:33 to go in the second quarter, and something starts to work. And what's working is a straight handoff to Jordan Howard right up the middle. And just listen to the next five plays. This is 1 minute and 50 seconds on the clock. Listen to what happened.
First and 10. It is a give inside, up the middle he goes. It is Jordan Howard, and he took it right up the gut for 18 yards. On second down, again it goes to Howard. Again he plunges up the middle. Boy, they can't shut him down. Again it goes to Howard, and again he moves the pile, and he moves up for another first down. And this time the handoff again to Howard. Breaks two tackles, three tackles, and runs for 14 more. 14 more. Jordan Howard is just knocking the Saints backwards. First and 10. Do they come back to Howard again? Five carries, 41 yards. That's more than eight per pop. It goes to Howard again. And this time, finally, they shut him down, but he makes five more yards.
He's so strong that he's able to push people and help the big guys to push people around.
18, 9. These are the official numbers on the five carries. 18, 9, 4, 13, 4. Total 48 yards and 150 against not just the number one run defense in the NFL, the ninth best run defense in the history of the NFL.
Amazing.
48 yards in a minute 50. Never even thinking of doing anything but pounding it up the middle. That takes guts if you're a coach. Josie,
it does.
Right?
It does. It absolutely.
You're telling them my next play is the same as the one I just ran. I don't think you could stop me.
Exactly.
And they couldn't.
And that's how you take the will out of a team. I mean, that's the best way to approach it.
Wear them down.
Yep.
All right. Now, the other thing, so now you got to figure that's all going well. They're building up a big lead. They're doing great. And then they hit the skids. And they just... they are taking on water, and they're going to sink, right? And they get the ball. Sean Payton, I'm going to talk about this in a few minutes. The people in New Orleans who are covering that team, if I were like the czar of New Orleans, I would fire everyone covering that team this morning. They would all get a pink slip.
It is amazing.
2 days before Thanksgiving. They don't know what they're doing. But anyway, so Sean Payton takes the field goal. Thank you. There's 7 minutes and change to go in the game. And the Eagles get the ball, and they're 2nd and 11. There's still 6.5 minutes to go.
Yep.
2nd and 11. And I watch this play 5 times to make sure, because this was a play designed directly for a man who had not caught a ball all season. And you go look at this. Hurts drops back, and Hurts is not looking anywhere but at J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And here's the play.
It is second down and 12. Ball at the 25. Hurts in the gun. Hurts takes the snap. He is looking. He fires over the middle. He completes it. Running across the 40. Across the 45 is J.J. Arcega-Whiteside for the first down.
Where's he been?
He has not. Now, I guess he's done a good job at special teams. That's a narrative. Yep. He has done absolutely nothing on offense.
No.
I mean, zero catches. And they and Nick Sirianni, second and 11, dialed up J.J. Whiteside. Really?
That's amazing.
And it worked?
So that was the number one option. That was the play.
That was the if there was a second, you go, well, he drops back. He's waiting for Arcega-Whiteside to get open. No one's covering him. He hasn't caught a ball all year. Who's covering him? There's nine guys covering Devontae Smith. You got to throw the ball to Whiteside. I haven't thrown the ball all year.
Brilliant.
Right to him. First down, and that really took the pressure off. Yeah. Is that unbelievable?
It really is. It is unbelievable.
Now, what's that? And then afterwards, just so you know, afterwards, there was a story attached to it. Whiteside had a rough week, family issues.
Mm.
But he goes, so now the coach wants everybody to know that Whiteside delivered late. And here's what he said after the game.
For him to go out and make the type of play that he made right there, it was like, I love J.J., I think he embodies the toughness of this city and this football team. Like, he's been asked to do things that, that he hasn't been asked to do before. He's been asked to be a special teams guy that really is gritty and tough.
Right, now, Josie, at some point, you're going to probably ask me to play the Nick Sirianni speech after the win.
Yes.
You let me know when you need it. You have cringed at these in the past.
Yeah, let's let it build a little.
All right, let it build a little. Okay, good. But at some point, you're going to need it.
I'm thinking about big men right now.
All right. Okay, that's good enough. That's fair enough. So anyway, I'm looking at it now, and I'm going, a man I was screaming about for giving the ball back to Sanders. Sanders almost fumbled a second time. He got a lucky call on that. And now by the next day, I'm saying to myself, you know what? Sirianni did a nice job in that game.
Yes, he did.
Sirianni was pounding the ball. They ran the ball 50 times.
Yeah, great.
I know. I mean, I don't ever remember that.
It's remarkable.
50. And you were there at the game. Yeah. The fans were clamoring for more.
They love it. They
loved it, right?
Well, because everybody recognizes that offensive line is performing at a level that I'm not sure we've ever seen before.
No, and Ray Dittiger's proclaimed them the best run-blocking offensive line in the NFL this year. So guess what? Play to your strength.
Exactly.
Do it. And they did, and they won again. And now, and we'll explore this a little later, they're in a pretty good spot for the playoffs. They're in a pretty good spot to make the playoffs. That team that we ripped out, we ripped them strong for 2 months.
Yep.
September and October. All we did every day was come in and rip them.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the playoffs?
Yeah. They got to. It's a,
as long as they're not thinking they're going to be in the playoffs.
They're not.
They should just play with fear.
No, the thing is, we are the fans. They are the team.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Stay focused.
That's why I came in today to point that out. A lot of people are a little confused about that. We fans, them team.
Hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Keith is up first in Germantown. Hi, Keith.
Hello. Good morning.
Keith, how are you doing? Is Sirianni doing a good job?
Hello?
Oh, he's not hearing you.
Keith, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Keith. All right, something's going on there, Joe. Let me try the next caller, and then we'll have a crisis. Kevin, are you there?
I am here, Angela. What's going on?
All right, there might be a problem
with Keith. Keith's phone's bad.
Kevin. Is Sirianni actually doing a good job?
I think he's coming around to, coming that way. I mean, earlier in the year, he had so much ridicule and he couldn't even get out of his own way. But now, it seems like he's coming into his own.
You know, Kev, I was thinking about this because I was a big Doug Peterson fan. I guess I'm a big fan of anyone who wins me a Super Bowl.
Of course.
He wouldn't have run Howard five straight times.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't know anybody. No. I don't know any of the coaches. Chip Kelly would have done it. Reed wouldn't have done it. Reed, I don't think Reed ever ran five straight times. Kevin, the fact that this guy saw what worked and kept pounding it, wow, he's doing the things the fans scream for, which usually work. You realize that? We were telling him to run a month. I lost him too. We were telling him to run a month before he ran.
Right. Yep.
You realize that?
And you know the other key thing with it, Ange,
is
he's running – by running the ball, he's doing the exact opposite of what the owner wants him to do.
That's endearing him even more.
All right. You know, that may be part of it. Here's the thing, all right? Is the owner still preaching that when he sees what we're seeing?
He's winning him over. He's winning over Lurie's approval for what he's doing because he's winning.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah.
If you're convincing a man who is addicted to the pass that the run is better for your team, you've already accomplished a lot.
Good start.
Wow. All right. And 215-592-9494. We come back. I just got to say, there's an unanswered question on this game Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd get the answer yesterday, and we didn't. And there's shame on an entire city, if not the entire field of journalism. Damn you. Got the question of the day coming up. Here are our guests today. Ross Tucker. We went big today.
Ross. All right?
Ross Tucker, former offensive lineman, NFL, talking big fellas.
Ah.
8 o'clock, even bigger, Brian Baldinger. Offensive lineman, NFL, and the biggest of all at 9 o'clock, Merrill Reese.
He's huge.
Like 140 pounds.
He's huge in this town.
215. He's huge in this town, but not quite of the same physique. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 650.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 6:22 is the time. Before I do the question of the day, ladies and gentlemen, many, many, many years ago, I went to the finest journalism school in America. I know it's surprising now when you hear me talk, but I went to Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, and they taught us something. Day one, you just get in there. All these people are really smart people, and they go, your job as a journalist is to get the answers that the people need.
Yeah.
The answers to questions that they can't get themselves because they don't have access to the newsmakers. So I'm watching the game Sunday, and I am amazed, relieved, and perplexed that a great NFL head coach, Sean Payton, has conceded the game to my team at a time when I am desperately afraid.
Yeah, he had him on the ropes.
He goes for a field goal, thereby giving the Eagles still a 2-possession lead with 7 minutes to go in the game. In the midst of the Eagles putting up 242 rushing yards against his team. This is nonsensical. It is illogical. It is ridiculous. And so I went, well, I can't wait to hear Pink because he's kind of a snippy, arrogant man.
Angry guy.
Angry, arrogant. He's a little guy and he's got a Napoleon complex thing going. But anyway, no one asked him after the game. He's in a bad mood. He only does about 3 minutes. That's okay. You get another crack Monday. I'm sure he's got a, these must have a radio deal somewhere. Yeah. If he does have a radio deal, he's got to meet with the media. Anyway, I don't know. Is there any media left in
New
Orleans?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Who the hell's left in New Orleans?
I have no idea.
No one asked Sean Payton yesterday why he took the field goal. Rhea, am I nuts here?
We were stunned in the you know, at the game. We went, I can't believe it, just thrilled and beyond thrilled.
Thrilled. So they're covering the game from the New Orleans perspective. You don't think they're curious as to why he made that decision? It was absolutely epic. Do you realize?
It was nonsensical.
Eagles got the ball back. They did the white side play. They went down. Then Hurts made the great run. Yep. The game was over.
Yep.
He gave them that opportunity. If it's a 7-point game, here's the difference. Mm-hmm. If it's a 7-point game, there's a very good chance Rager gets pinned back at the 15.
Sure.
The Eagles go out, 3 and out, and again, the New Orleans is getting the ball at midfield, down 7.
He turned a two-score game into a two-score game.
No, it's unbelievable.
It's the insanity.
They never asked the question. They never asked it. Are they afraid of him?
They must be.
Well, I wouldn't
must be.
I wouldn't be. I could take him.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
He's a little guy.
Not a big guy.
Really?
We like the big guys.
I'm a big guy. I'm strapper. All right. I'm a big strapping man. All right, Ava Graham, do you have
don't want to say you're a strapper.
I don't think you're using the right term.
All right, fine.
On top of it.
You're a scrapper, not a strapper.
I'm a scrapper, and I'm strapping, but I'm not a strapper.
Exactly.
Jeez. And you did this like John.
All right, okay, all right. Don't make a big thing. It's over now.
Jonesy left.
Ava Graham.
Yes.
Do you have our question of the day?
I do, and it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. The Armin dealership's closer than you think. What grade do you give Nick Sirianni so far for his rookie season as Eagles head coach? A, B, C, D, F.
All right. It was DF for at least mid-October.
Yes.
All right. Then the Oktoberfest in Haddon Township.
That's what
all
did
the
it.
People telling him to run the ball. And then the grades started coming up.
Yeah.
It went up to C. And now I'm going to give him a solid B. Jonesy.
I think a B's fair right now.
A B's fair.
Yeah.
And that B came up from back.
It did, yeah. A couple wins in a row.
He was, at the beginning, he was going to summer school.
Yeah, he was.
He was on probation.
He was getting schooled.
Now he's getting a solid B.
Yeah.
Al.
I give him a B.
B. Yeah. Rhea.
The amazing thing about it is it's report card conferences this week. And there were certain grades Clark had to get up. It was like extra credit. Now he's steadily improved, which is what you want to see, and it's a B.
He gets into playoffs, he's an A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He gets into playoffs, he's an A. Ava.
B.
B. We're all B here. By the way, you hear Rhea, she sounds horrible.
Yes.
She has a bad cold. She did test herself for COVID, and she does not have the COVID virus. All right, so
I got a booster like 10 days ago.
Bobby, you are not getting, you will not get it by listening to Rhea today. She is not cold. She has a real cold.
I know they don't exist anymore.
Those
but
are very unfashionable now.
Yeah, really?
I don't even know how you're, probably from your son.
Probably.
I got these little kids running around my house, Al. Most of the time, they have a runny nose.
Yeah.
He's 1 year old.
You should wear a mask all the time.
I should wear a mask all the time? My wife asked me to do that even before the pandemic.
That was a bag. You misheard her.
It's a paper bag.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your support this morning. Keith is back, and this time he can hear us. Hi, Keith.
Good morning. Good morning.
Keith, what are you feeling right now? This thing
I'm
is going.
I'm excited. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me right now. Eagles became a very dangerous team so far.
Yep.
And it seemed like with this run game, nobody wants to play the Eagles now.
You're 100%. Keith, who wants to face that kind of power, 40, 45 runs a game? Who's going to do that?
Nobody.
I
and that's
it.
Why when we look at this schedule, You know, it looks so easy. I think the only team we got to worry about is that last game with Dallas and maybe one game with the Redskins.
Keith, the Dallas game, let me tell you right now, I've seen this. Dallas is so far ahead, nobody's catching.
You're crazy.
That last game.
Have you seen the way they played?
Hold on. If that game is up for play here, I'm happy anyway. But if not, they're not playing their players. It's a cookie. It's a sure win. They're probably going to clinch before that. And the Eagles are going to have a cookie win there. The Jets, that's a cookie win. Two Giants, two Washington. Who you liking those?
I like the Eagles.
I think right now, there's six games. I got them with five wins. Al, do you know what that means?
Five wins?
They'd win 10 this year. They might hit my number.
Yeah.
And if they run the table, they hit your number.
Yeah, that adds up. Yeah.
Boy, you two with the math. You should have a conversation with Sean Payton.
Al had a blank look on his face like, let me see.
Well, you know, the next game has me confused.
Starting to worry. I can't even worry about the next game. Listening to you guys.
I am worried about the next game. I'm very worried because you know what? The bubble can burst at any time.
Yes, it can. Yeah.
All of a sudden, somebody can stop the run, and guess what? We don't have a plan B.
You know
we got to run. And by the way, my defense, I still have very little faith in.
Yeah.
Because you saw what happened in the fourth quarter. 22 points.
Yeah, but they're not aggressive. They're in trouble.
So. No, they're in trouble. And the tendency of the defensive coordinator is not to be aggressive. Yes. Not good. Keith, how you feeling?
I'm feeling so good. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I am feeling so good that I believe we're going to blow the Giants out. We're going to blow the Jets out. We're going to have a little problem with Washington, but we're going to get past Washington. I think these last three games is going to tell the rest of the season for the Eagles for these last three games, how they blow these teams out.
Wow, you're ready for this. Keith, give me a large person in sports, past or present.
Big John Runyon.
Big John Runyon. That's a man. Jonesy, put that down.
That's a great choice. Former commissioner of the Farm Olympics.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you something.
He's a good friend.
And I would love to – I guess he was not involved in the decision the previous week on the helmet that wasn't
called.
They
take him out of those?
They had some other guy in there, and that guy was blind.
Perry Farrell.
Yes, like that. Mm. He's blind. He's legally blind, and he is deciding what's going on with these things. He has to be blind. If he was watching, let's stay in Germantown and talk to Steve. Hi, Stevie.
Hey, Edge, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. What's up, pal?
Hey, listen, Edge, I think we're going to go 2-4 these last six games and squeak into the playoff. What do you think?
2-4?
2-4.
I'm sorry, 4-2.
4-2.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, don't
4-2.
Do that. Steve, don't do that. Steve, I was going 4-2, man. Yeah, you could sneak in. 2-4. The only thing you're sneaking in is the top 10 for the draft.
Kids are driving it, getting up and going to school, listening to the math going on this show.
All right. We weren't that bad. Steve had 2-4 mixed up.
No, 4-2, Ed. Four and two. Ed, did you know, I looked at J.J. Whiteside's stats. Yep. Did you know he has 15 receptions in his career?
And they 15. Dialed him up at a big moment. What were they thinking?
I don't know, but Sirianni looked brilliant with that.
No, but Steve, here's the thing. There's a very fine line between brilliant and stupid. If Whiteside dropped that ball and they blew the game, do you know what it would be like for Sirianni in this city this week? Oh, my God.
Great point.
We might have ran Hellman Whiteside out of town.
And Sirianni with him. Steve, give me a big man in sports.
I'm following your lead, Edge, and going with a wrestler, Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, 500 pounds, Al.
Wow.
He was, you know why Jonesy loved him? As big as he was in this country, he was huge in Montreal.
Yes, he was
Toronto.
He was massive there.
He was a Canadian.
Yes,
I know
he
grew up there, right?
Yep, he did.
There's some great documentaries on him.
There is an awesome documentary.
Oh, my God, what a story.
Was he the one in Princess Bride?
Yes.
I loved him in that.
And the story of how he got that part is fantastic. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that is a great one. Keith Jones is your judge to that. Tony's up from Levittown. Hi, Tone.
How you doing, Ange?
I'm doing great, Tone. What's happening?
Well, I'll talk about the offensive line. If they can stay healthy,
yep,
it's going to help that. Well, of course, it's helping the running game. It's going to help Jalen Hurts because he can maybe his passing, he get more accurate. It's going to give him a chance to get better. And I see a bright future for that guy.
Hey, Tony, I got to ask you a question because you kind of hit a nerve here with the healthy offensive line. It's not as healthy as you think because one of the highest paid guys is a man named Brandon Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell is he? How does Brandon Brooks, Tony.
Are you complaining?
Yes, I am. And no, I ran this by Joe Wechter before the show and he's with me.
The two of all you right? are dumbbells.
No, we're not dumbbells. Brandon Brooks, Tony. I have never seen a guy make so much money to play so little in my whole life.
Offensive line is playing at an elite level.
Wouldn't it be better with him?
I'm not willing to find out right now.
Well, good. Then you don't have to worry because he's the slowest healer in sports history.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, do you even know what his injury is?
Yeah, he had a pec injury, didn't he?
How long does it take to heal a pec? Time.
They said 8 weeks.
A long time.
Jonesy, have you ever had a problem with a pec?
No, I have not.
You know, I don't know why I even talk.
Tony, do you have a big... Jonesy right now is struggling with his pec.
Yeah.
It'll be okay, though.
Pec issues.
Yeah, all right, Tony, give me a large person in sports.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow. Love Shaquille.
I'll tell you what else, though. He's probably bigger now than ever.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
He is huge.
Massive.
You've seen him, right?
I haven't. I saw him when I was like just started in the NHL. I was in Vegas once, and he came walking by in the casino. I had never seen a person that big. That close in my life. I would never forget seeing that guy.
Yeah.
And a big smile, the same type of stuff you see that everything he represents, every company, that guy does a great job.
But like when he would walk, even if you didn't know he was famous,
yes,
he would get everybody to look.
Everybody stop. Stop in your tracks to watch that guy go by.
When I was very young in this business and he came in and I was one of the reporters interviewing him, he's sitting down and we're standing around him and I believe he was bigger than me. I was like, oh, my God. It's insane.
It's a large male. 215-592-9494. Hal, I believe Billy the Helper is going to call
and
help us understand more about Mia from Havertown, the woman that was swearing during the game and she went viral.
You got the backstory?
Well, there's a backstory involving her and Rob Ellis.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
They know each other.
It's more than no. No.
No means yes?
No, this is a great story, and Billy the Helper will tell us when we come back. We'll take lots of your calls. And Rhea, if you think I'm not going to bitch today, you are wrong, because I've already bitched about Brandon Brooks.
Yes.
Now we come back. My number one bitch for what I saw on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen enough of this man, and so have a lot of people in this city. Enough of that man. We want him out. Jalen Reagor.
Oh, yeah.
WIP Sports Time, 6:36. All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, even after victories, things bother me. And I want to get this out now because I know how many emails I got on it, especially during the game. You know what I noticed, Al? Like, when something's going bad in a game, tons of people flood me with emails of anger. But if they win... Most of the previous comments made during the moment of anger are banished from the mind. They don't even think about him anymore.
Yep, it's true.
Right, Josie?
Yep.
So, but this is the fact. Jalen Reagor stinks. All right? You understand? Jalen Reagor is putting up numbers. Do you know in the last 3 weeks, Rhea Hughes has been more effective as a pass receiver than Jalen Reagor? Al, 3 games ago, minus six. Sunday, minus one.
That's minus seven.
Rhea, in both of those games, zero.
There you go.
In fact, in both
great.
Of the games, she was actually at the stadium in the luxury box.
Yes.
And she was, at least she didn't hit minus. But listen to these numbers and then explain to me why the hell he's still on the field for 55 snaps, producing nothing.
The returning punts is painful to watch.
No, I didn't even get to that yet. Just look at as a receiver, all right? Sunday, one catch, minus 1 yards. The previous Sunday, one catch, 12 yards. The previous game, one catch, minus 6. The game before that, one catch, 0. In the last 4 games, your number one draft pick has caught 4 balls for a grand total of 5 yards. 4 balls, 5 yards.
Wow.
In addition, he cannot block. Do you understand? Whenever there's a ball, somebody else gets a ball at his side, ole to that. He cannot block. He cannot get free when he's running in a pattern. He cannot catch the ball when it approaches him. And now I can add to that, he cannot return the ball either.
Oh, my God.
Either punts or returns.
Yeah.
The Saints figured this out. The Eagles have to figure this out before next Sunday. Don't kick the ball out of the end zone.
No, kick it to him.
Because they're getting to the 25 that way.
Yeah.
All right? Kick the ball to the 1 and have Rager run it back because he has no moves. And although we're told he's really fast, it looks to me like he's running in beach sand.
It does.
Does Jalen Rager look fast to anybody?
No. I enjoy how he runs directly into the tacklers every
he has
single
no move.
Time.
Rhea, he has no move. Yeah. Do you understand?
And it's worse when you're at the stadium because you get the whole view.
Yeah.
And we're going, what? Over there. There's nobody there.
So I ask you, I challenge my co-host this morning. Name me one thing Jalen Rager does well.
Gets paid.
Fair catch.
Drafted high.
Puts his arm up in the air like Reno Mahe.
Oh, he won't even do that.
No, he's not even good at that. No, none of those. Those are wisecrack responses.
Yeah.
So you asked for it quickly.
No, I'm saying, well, there's nothing. The fact is, there's nothing. So then you say to yourself, Watkins was actually on the field for more snaps. He had 67, and what's his name? Rager had 55. Mm-hmm. But they never threw the ball near Watkins. He got one target the whole game. Why? Watkins is way faster. Watkins catches the ball. He's a threat when he catches it. When he's running, he's elusive. Wouldn't he be a better returner? Wouldn't he be a better target? Why is Rager getting force-fed at a time when the Eagles have a chance to make the playoffs when it is clear there is nothing he does well?
I think that's going to change.
What do you mean?
I think they're going to. I think that is all going to change.
When?
For all the reasons that you said next game. I think it's that close. I think they've given him every chance that they possibly can to find a role, and he is a first-round pick that they want to do well. But I think at a certain point,
it
flips.
All right, so hold on. So is he back? The Eagles lose the toss. They win the toss, whatever, and they get the ball first next Sunday.
It's getting close to the point where he's not. Like it's that close. I would say there's a 30% chance that he's not next week, but then after that, it's going to continue to decline. They will make a switch eventually.
They've made changes on other things. I mean, when you have clear issues and you just can't avoid it anymore, you can't watch that and say, this is our best option.
Keep this in mind.
Yes.
This is how bad it's gotten. Rager was a wasted first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Whiteside was kind of a wasted second round pick. If you said to me, I'm dialing up a key third down play. Do you want it to go to Rager or Whiteside based on one catch?
Yes. I like Whiteside now.
One more than Rager's ever made in his career. I would pick Whiteside for the play based solely on Sunday. That's how bad
it is.
That was
a huge catch.
So is Rager Jonesy, Rager even on the team if he's not a first round draft pick?
No.
What does he show think he's any good?
Watkins would be way ahead of him on the depth chart if he was drafted in a different place.
There's no doubt
in my mind.
So, all right. So here's where you get to. But Nick, he's getting pretty good grades now. So does Nick push back on that?
Yeah.
It looks like he's pushing back on the running.
Yeah, he will.
He's doing more running than they want him to do.
Yeah, the more comfortable he gets as the head coach, the more decisions that are difficult are going to go to the way that the team needs that player to perform.
All right, and you do understand by saying that, what you're telling me is that it's going to work out different for this guy, Sirianni, than it did for Doug. Because not only did Doug make a lot of good decisions, he won a Super Bowl, and they still kicked him out the first time he pushed back.
It's an issue. There's no doubt.
Wow.
But how long do you keep rolling the same guy
out? I don't know.
And then you eventually, even Howie lets go and says, all right.
I don't know. Right now, Howie is determined to somehow make that Rager pick look decent.
Yeah,
of course. And it's never going to happen. That man has no instincts to play the game well.
Jonesy,
stinks.
At what point do the players start to say something?
It happens quicker than the fans.
What are you doing to us? Yeah. We got a chance here, and this is.
So they're already saying it then.
Well, because they understand that Watkins has a value.
Yeah.
They understand that he's an option that opens more things up on the field because of his speed. The players aren't stupid.
He is on the field, though.
No, but Ward is better than him.
I know he
Ward
is.
Ward doesn't even play
steadier,
anymore.
There's no doubt. Yeah.
Ward can make a third down catch. Yeah, he doesn't even get the chance now because they're still forcing the ball into Rager.
Yeah.
Rager's never open. Do you ever see Rager open?
No separation.
Wait, what is he doing out there? Why is he still there?
Because he's a first-round pick. That's
the only reason. Yeah. Mike's up from Douglasville. Hi, Michael.
How you guys doing today?
Do you agree on Rager? Are you a big Jalen Rager fan?
Absolutely not. Whiteside needs to go into the Hall of Fame, though.
Yeah. All right, well, he made that one catch. I see what you're saying there, Mike. Mike, honestly, isn't it getting on your nerves that they keep forcing this guy into the game and he's no good?
It even bothers my 10-year-old son. We're sitting there watching the game, and he's screaming at the TV almost louder than I am, why is Rager still returning the kicks?
All right, hold on. This is a charming moment. You have parented that kid so well, Mike, that at 10, he could see a stiff when he's looking at one.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful job by you, my friend.
I try.
Well, you should. You've done a great job with that young man. I can't wait to see what he's like at 15. All right, Mike, give me a large person in sports.
I'm going to go with the guy who I think should be the winner of the week for actually being the first one to defend our quarterback, Jordan Mailata.
That's a great one.
That was awesome.
We have him listed at 370. Al, I believe he's more than that.
Wow.
I think he's 385. And he's 6'7", 8", something like that. He's huge. He's another guy, I think. He walks into a room and everybody hushes. Yeah. Whoa.
Yes, they do.
Oh, boy. This is something. All right. Now, as you know, Al, let me try to get you updated on this story. This woman, Mayor from Havertown.
Right.
She was a woman who said she did not enjoy a call made by Scott Novak.
Terrible
that
call.
That was a horrible call, roughing the passer. And she was spotted on Fox Network saying very clearly, that's bleeping bull bleep.
Yes.
It was
magic.
So beautifully articulated, you could read her lips clearly.
Yeah. I can't watch it enough.
Then she went on the show with her, we thought, you know, somebody she knew, Rob Ellis.
Yeah.
And then yesterday she came on our show as well.
Terrific person.
Well, little do we know, Al, she's got a little bit of a history
with
Rob Ellis.
No.
Yeah, apparently they're both from that area, and they've known each other. He had a report on Mayor from Havertown to WIP's own Rob Ellis, Billy the Helper. Hi, Billy.
It's Rob Ellis and that Mary Kate lady, because I heard her, Angelo, on your show yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she went to the junior prom with Rob Ellis.
They went to the prom together?
Junior prom.
They rented a limo. She was giving other drivers the finger the whole way to the prom.
All right, so hold on a minute. You're telling me that she and Rob have a dating history?
Well, when they lost the contest for prom king and queen, and she yelled out, "This is bleeping bull bleep." That's how I knew it was her on Sunday.
All right, so give me more on the dating. Rob, they went out?
They dated a little while in high school. I remember one time they went out to dinner, and she screamed at the waiter, "This chicken freaking sucks."
All right, okay, so that
I
is
want bleeping salmonella.
All right, so are they from the same area?
Well, Robbie's from St. Lawrence on Westchester Pike. They used to go to church together and heckle the priest during a homily.
They heckled the priest at church?
That's what I heard.
What do you mean you heard?
Everybody else was singing recessional hymn. She was singing the Eagles fight song.
Well, you would have known the difference. All right. So all right.
When Rob was an older boy,
yeah,
he'd steal wine after mass, and they would shotgun it in his Chevy Nova.
Wait a minute. Rob Ellis was shotgunning church wine?
For midnight mass on Christmas Eve, they'd usually start tailgating around lunchtime.
All right, they weren't tailgating for midnight mass.
This is all conjecture.
Yeah, it sounds like conjecture.
I'm not sure if it was the same Mary Kate. It's not like she's the only Mary Kate in Delaware County. I mean, Mary Kate, Mary Pat, Mary Fran are the three most popular names in Havertown. It's kind of like, you know, South Philly. You say, yo, Vinny, half the neighborhood turns around. But they didn't last.
No,
they
it didn't last. It's over, the romance?
I think when it broke up, she wanted Rob to pay for the tattoo removal to get his name off her arm.
Damn.
They were wild.
Ellis Island.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that was last week.
That was last week? Wait a minute. She had Ellis Island tattooed on her arm?
Conjecture.
Yeah, you're damn right it's conjecture.
Conjecture damn near killed her.
All right, get out of here. See you later, though. Al, that's a little background into Mary from Havertown. See Joe Cocklin, perform with special needs athletes at Council Rock High School North, Newtown, on Sunday, December 5th at 5 p.m. Christmas music with the City Rhythm Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Chase champions and athletes helping athletes. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com.
And that was all conjecture.
Everything you just heard was Billy the Helper's conjecture alone. We cannot confirm any of that.
We think Mary Kate's too good for Rob.
I'm probably
frankly,
so.
Frankly, anyway.
Mary Kate! Nine women turn around. When we return, Ross Tucker, the first of the large males, will be on this radio program. WIP Sports Time is 6:55.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.